Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. Rosie and I are doing a salsa class tonight. It's my favourite Latin American dance and I love the music.
Yes, and it's not easy. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I'm not very good yet. I'm still finding my feet.
You're still finding your feet? No wonder you are so bad. How can you dance if you don't know where your feet are?
I do know where my feet are, Helen. When you say you're finding your feet in English, it means you're becoming confident at something.
So if I say I'm still finding my feet, it means I'm still getting used to a new situation, which might not have anything to do with feet.
That's right. And when you say you've found your feet, it means you've become familiar with a situation.
Let's have a look at some examples then.
Lauren has only been at her new job for 4 days, so she's still finding her feet.
My daughter started secondary school 2 weeks ago, but she's already found her feet. She's made loads of new friends and really likes her teachers.
I've been living in Egypt for a year, but I still can't speak Arabic very well.
I'm sure you'll find your feet soon.
So finding your feet has nothing to do with your actual feet. You can use it when you start a new job or when you're doing something new.
That's right. And I feel like I'm getting quite good at salsa now.
Really? It looks like you're still finding your feet.
I might ask someone to dance with me, Helen. That guy over there is pretty good. Hi. Would you like to dance?
Oh, okay.
Woo! This is fun! 1, 2, 3.
Ooh! Ouch!
Ah! Sorry, did I step on your foot?
Ow!
It looks like Rosie's doing more than just finding her feet. She's finding other people's feet and stepping on them too.
The English We Speak.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.